Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I picked my wife and son up last night to go to a soup supper at his school. And my wife said, "What'd you talk about on the show?" And I couldn't, with a straight face, I just said, "You know what? Some days you just have to cut loose, have a little fun." And we may have had too much fun yesterday. Welcome in. It is a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, as well as 107.5 FM, and online at kgymradio.com. Buttons is on the other side of the glass. He is disappointed because he's got to wait a full 60 minutes before he can hook somebody up tonight with Corn and Breaking Benjamin tickets featuring special guest Bones UK. They're coming to the U.S. Cellular Center on the 15th of February for the Winter Tour 2020. We'll make you win those from us tonight in epic fashion inside tonight's 5 o'clock face-off. 7 questions in 60 seconds. You answer more than your opponent, and you are off to the U.S. Cellular Center on February 15th. Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, is going to come your way at 4:30 tonight as well. You will hear Gary on our airwaves, two of our frequencies, that is, at 6 o'clock this evening as we are off the air. We'll send you to the McLeod Center where Missouri State takes on UNI at home, but that's not the big basketball game in the state this evening. Number one Baylor, Alex, is coming to Hilton Coliseum tonight. Why is Baylor only a 4.5-point favorite in this game? Do the odds makers know something that I don't?
Baylor's just...
Yes, they do.
Baylor and Iowa State, it just doesn't have that ring of that Kansas matchup a couple of weeks ago. Because I think that the odds makers have seen these two teams play already, and Baylor has been very good this season. They've only lost once. They've won a bunch of games on the road, but I don't think the odds makers are fully bought in on them being the number one team in the country, and they're still having to prove themselves and prove their worth at that top spot. So 4.5, 5 points. It does seem very interesting. What do you always say about when it seems too easy?
Well, I nailed those two Big Ten games last night. I had Michigan sniffed out that people were just begging, the books were begging you to bet on Nebraska and that money line, and I felt Rutgers was way better than 3.5 points over Purdue. So maybe I'm starting, my divining rod is starting to come around here after a very cold 4 or 5 months of making picks, of which I was reminded again yesterday, footing the bill for lunch over my poor performance several weeks ago in the pick six presented by Emil's Hideaway. Speaking of Emil's Hideaway, we've got a poll question for you today at kgymradio.com. It has to do with a big news story from Major League Baseball today, but MLB has ruled against the Cubs' Chris Bryant in his service time grievance, so he's under contract with the Cubs for 2 more seasons. He says that there's no ill will between him and the team at this point. Do you believe him? Yes or no? That's our poll question today at kgymradio.com. Hard to believe, but spring training, just about a couple weeks away. Let's start thinking some baseball thoughts here in addition to college basketball, as well as, the Super Bowl coming up this week as well. A good reminder that at 5:30 today, you can tune in right here to KGYM and hear WagerWise, brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. We'll get you up to date on everything you need to know about placing your wager on Sunday's big game between Kansas City and San Francisco. The Chiefs are getting a lot of love as a 1.5-point favorite, and a whole lot of people think that game is going to go over 54.5 points. 319-366-1600 is the First Federal Credit Union text line. Feel free to use it to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You can also use that same number, 366-1600, to call into the studio. It's actually not into the studio, just on the outside of the studio. Buttons will then deem you worthy and patch you through to us. It's a very democratic process. Again, 366-1600. Is Baylor on upset alert tonight at Hilton Coliseum? What say you, Cyclone fans? We want to hear from you.
I think they are. I think that this could be a good game just based on the way that Iowa State played on the road against Auburn and the way that Iowa State at times has shown competence. The top 10 victory over Seton Hall earlier in the season sticks out. But Baylor's been good on the road. I'm struggling with this one because Hilton Coliseum has been a place where teams have been able to go in and win recently. And Baylor has already won on the road at some really, really tough environments. They won on the road at Allen Fieldhouse. They won on the road in Lubbock. And I was a little bit surprised to see this only at a 4.5-point spread, but I think odds makers are looking at what Iowa State did against Auburn and maybe thinking that they have a one run in them. They have a couple of games where they're going to be able to push back at a top five opponent.
Cyclones 9-10 overall, 8-3 at home. Baylor 17-1, and more importantly, 5-0 on the road away from Waco. So they have not lost yet playing on the road. Baylor's won 16 consecutive games and has not lost since November 8th.
Trying to think who they lost to. I think it was Washington earlier in the season by 3. They're a few points away from being undefeated this season. So I'm not going to undersell their body of work so far, but in a year where college basketball doesn't have a lot of even good teams, there aren't a lot of good teams out there, Baylor has every chance for me to give them the benefit of the doubt and say this is a possible Final Four, a possible national championship contender, but we'll see how this turns out the rest of the year, because Scott Drew's teams have a tendency to fade down the stretch a little bit.
Again, what say you, Iowa State fans? Would love to hear from you tonight. 319-366-1600. It's not every day that the number one team in the country comes to your backyard, and that is the case tonight in Ames. The Iowa State women couldn't get it done last night against the Baylor women, so we'll see if the men have a different outcome this evening. We will pick up coverage on the Cyclone Radio Network at 7 o'clock tonight. John Walters will begin his pregame at that point, and that will be on 1600 AM as well as, I believe, on 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Iowa State and Baylor again, the Bears a 4.5-point favorite on the road where they have yet to lose this season. You and I a 10-point favorite at home against the Missouri State Bears, a team they beat by 23 points about two and a half weeks ago in Springfield. And again, we'll have Gary Reimel with us coming up in about 15 minutes. But there's some good action tonight in the Missouri Valley Conference. Indiana State hosts Drake tonight. That should be a good contest. And the MVC co-leader, along with you and I, sitting at 6-2, the Loyola Ramblers are in Normal, Illinois tonight, where they face off against the Illinois State Redbirds. I think I saw Loyola as a 4-point favorite there. Mentioned Big Ten basketball results last night. Rutgers continues to remain undefeated at home as they knock off Purdue. Michigan goes on the road and picks up a victory at Nebraska. And I believe there are a couple games on tap tonight. Northwestern visits East Lansing, where the Spartans are a 17-point favorite. And Penn State is at home. They've got Indiana tonight coming to Happy Valley.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Missouri Valley and the Big Ten. Both of those conferences right now, I think, in very similar spots at their respective levels, where there's a lot of cloudiness. There's not much certainty, and the final, we'll call it month of the regular season, is going to tell us everything. It's going to put everything in order because nothing's in order right now. I know that there are some UNI fans out there that are holding out hope that maybe if they win the rest of their regular season games that they could get an at-large berth even if they didn't win the tournament. I don't think that's possible at this point, honestly, with the two losses that they do have in conference to a 1-7 Illinois State team, a team that's 6-14 overall, and then Southern Illinois, who's just 11-10 on the season. I think those two losses right there kind of put that out of reach. So all of these teams, just like it seemingly every year for the past five, are going to be going to St. Louis in the beginning of March, first week of March, fighting for that spot, fighting for that one bid into the tournament. Now, the Big Ten, at this point, I don't know how many teams they're going to get into the NCAA tournament and whether or not the weak field of teams, the weak crop of teams from around the country are going to get 10 in. But right now, Ohio State and Michigan are squarely on the bubble. And that seems like a really crazy thing to say. And Purdue seems on the outside of the bubble looking in.
I agree. Michigan is a team that I just can't figure out. We fell in love with them early in the season when they came out of nowhere and they've fallen back to the pack. And was chatting with a friend of mine last night who shall remain nameless, but you oftentimes hear him on the airwaves here on this program, likes to occasionally put some money down on some college basketball games. And I said, hey, what am I missing here on Michigan and Nebraska? Because I just think this feels like a trap. And he said, nope. I'm right there with you. This is sort of a circle the wagons game for Michigan. Remember, they were without Xavier Simpson last night, too. And there wasn't a whole lot of movement on that line. So they circled the wagons. It's whether or not they can make hay over the back half of the schedule. Is it just me, or is it hard to believe that there's still half a basketball season left, at least half a conference season left? Iowa will play its 10th Big Ten game of the season on Thursday at Maryland. Speaking of Iowa, Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes got some good news today. The Illinois game on Sunday at Carver Hawkeye Arena is sold out, as is next Saturday's home game against Fred Hoiberg and the Cornhuskers. So they're filling Carver Hawkeye Arena, and all it took was a completely unexpected and fun season with a team full of grinders and an All-America candidate in Luka Garza.
These next two games are going to be huge for them, though. Can they steal one on the road against Maryland? Can they beat a really good Illinois team at home that's been good away from home this season? They have to kind of split this, I think, in order for them to keep themselves in that range where you're talking about the top four seed come March, come the Big Ten tournament, and to prove to everyone that they are for real and that they can beat some upper level competition. If they drop one of them, no big deal. If they drop both, and I'm not saying it's a season ender by any means, I still think they're an NCAA tournament team, but maybe they drop back in the pack just a little bit with a two-game losing streak. But this feels like a year in the Big Ten where it seems like everyone's due for a two-game losing streak. Everyone has that stretch where maybe they play a couple of games away from home and they drop two in a row. And I just want to see where the regular season champion is going to be. How many losses in the league will the regular season champion in the Big Ten have? Five, six? We'll find out. But this is a weird year, and not just in the Big Ten, but in all of college basketball.
I mentioned the total on the Super Bowl, 54.5 points at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. And again, wager-wise, is coming your way at 5:30 this evening. CBS Sports had an article today. They simulated this year's Super Bowl game between the Chiefs and the 49ers. Guess what the final score was?
35-31.
20-7.
Chiefs?
San Francisco.
Wait, San Francisco, who did this simulation? Defense,
this was CBS using the Madden, John Madden video game, the popular video game franchise. 20-7 If that happens, I'll walk to Riverside. No, no, I'm not going to. I would be hesitant.
How many disappointed people will there be if that happens?
Oh, I know one of. We share an office with one of them.
I'm just talking about.
They'll be calling in sick on Monday.
I'm just talking about folks who are complaining about the game like last year. Remember the Patriots and the Rams? It was going to be an offensive showdown, and then it wasn't, and people were complaining. I don't think that's what's going to happen, personally, but I can imagine what the discussion would be the next day.
Mike in Marengo wants to know if the game was shortened due to lightning. I'll tell you, I can't see into the future. I don't want to give away any of my predictions for Friday on the Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. I am on San Francisco, and I am on the under. And so that probably gives carte blanche to everybody out there who wants to bet Kansas City
in the
over.
Jumping on Kansas City on the over.
In this one. We'll get the numbers from Jake Reed later on this evening. Inside WagerWise, Jake is the manager of the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. But Kansas City, across the country, is getting a lot of support as a 1.5-point favorite. They had a prop bet that I saw. I think they've got about 17 pages of prop bets. But there is one specifically geared toward Iowa fans, and that is George Kittle's receptions against the combined tackle total for Anthony Hitchens and Ben Neiman, who both are on the defensive side of the ball for Kansas City.
That now, feels like I'm taking the defense on that one.
I think I saw Kittle's receptions are set at 5.5 as far as the over-under.
Neiman and Hitchens together.
No, I didn't see. I forgot to look and see. Maybe there was a plus minus involved there where you're getting a little bit of bump on one side of that or not. But George Kittle, who, by the way, has been playing with a torn labrum since 2018.
And a messed up ankle this entire offseason, this entire postseason,
it's been
I should say.
It's been so fun to watch him become sort of this national phenomenon. And you think back to a guy who was essentially an Iowa legacy, who was kind of viewed as an afterthought for a lot of his Iowa career, started to blossom late, and then goes to the NFL. What was it, 17 tight ends or something like that, taken at 7 tight? Anyway, if you redrafted the draft that year again, clearly goes a lot earlier.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say that he might go a little bit earlier than the fifth round.
Never been a huge fan of those exercises, just like I'm not a fan of simulating seasons and games on a video game, college football or the NFL. The video game said this is going to happen. Well, it's a video game. It's not real life. Interceptions, the CBS simulation on Madden, Patrick Mahomes throws 3 interceptions leading to that 20-7. I'll tell you, ain't no way Kansas City scores only seven points Sunday. We'll have the Super Bowl for you, by the way, right here on KGYM. Of course we will.
The Chiefs only scoring 7 points just seems impossible.
It would be the most improbable Super Bowl outcome ever.
What is the fewest amount of points the Chiefs are going to? I'm going to say 20.
It's a great question. Fewest amount of points do you expect the Kansas City Chiefs to score against the 49ers on Sunday? 319-366-1600 if you want to use the First Federal text line.
About that simulation, John in Columbus Junction has chimed in. He says, I wouldn't complain.
Okay, so here's the deal. John, since I know that you're listening.
Oh, well,
we got John on the phone. Okay.
Hold the phone.
All right.
Yep,
I wanted to address some rampant speculation that has been running around the station. Buttons, John, told us that if San Francisco wins, that you want to take us out to lunch. Is that correct?
Yes.
Keep your money. Keep your money. Do something way more fun than taking us out to lunch with it. You've sat on that ticket for how many months now? San Francisco at 40-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. You got to have better things. You got to have better things to do if you win than to hang out with us for 45 minutes.
Well, hey, it's an opportunity to hang out with you guys for 45 minutes and finally get to to meet you.
Well, we can do that. We can do that. Just
okay. Caveat: 45 minutes for me, an hour for Alex. He's a really slow eater. We found that out yesterday at Emo's.
Fair enough, guys. But just know this: when it happens, you know that the offer was always there.
John, okay, I want to ask you this. How many points would you be comfortable with Kansas City scoring on Sunday and still feeling that San Francisco wins the game? Give me the line in the sand where Kansas City cannot cross X number of points.
Okay. Here's what I told my girlfriend and all my friends this whole football season. Okay, on the level with you guys. It doesn't matter San Francisco by 11.
It doesn't matter. Kansas City can score 60, and you've got San Francisco scoring 71.
I've had dreams about this, and it's always something wonky, like 35-24, you know, 21-10. You know, in the realm of things, it wouldn't surprise me to see a 20-7 game. That wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me to see a 48-37.
Now, John,
San Fran by 11.
John, this is a personal question here, but did you have the girlfriend before she found out that you had the 40-1 ticket on the 49ers to win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So she's been along for the ride. Okay.
Was very concerned that maybe we had a possible gold digger situation there, but
no.
She's been with you before the ticket was placed. So,
Who are we to ask questions? He's had this ticket all season long.
I am pulling for you, John. I really am, and I not to give away my selection on Friday on the pick six presented by Emil's Hideaway, but I will take San Francisco and the point and a half here. So. We appreciate hearing from you as always, John. Love you, buddy.
Hey, love you guys too. Have a good one.
319-366-1600, January 29th, the year 2020, when I tell a complete stranger that I love him on the radio in Eastern Iowa. You get into this and you feel like family sometimes. I've never met John. You have.
I have not.
Okay,
Kyle did.
Kyle, our former producer.
See,
met John.
John was
in Riverside the day that the wager was placed, if I recall correctly.
John was going to come down to Riverside for the watch party for Iowa and Iowa State, something that I hosted. He did not make it down there, so I have not met John yet.
Many of the texters want to know if he was under the influence of anything when he had the fever dreams, the visions. 35-24 looks really good to me. I'm going to look at. I know you can get odds on the final score, like San Francisco winning between 10 to 14 points or something like that. I may tail John's vision of this Super Bowl on Sunday. Let's go to back to the phone lines. Don in Cedar Rapids is with us. Don, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and you know. Kansas City has started real slow these few playoff games. And with as good as San Francisco's defense is, my prediction that I came up with today is that Kansas City starts slow, San Francisco gets a big lead by 17-0 and can't dig out of it. And I came up today with about 35-10 for a final score, San Francisco.
San Francisco 35, Kansas City 10. 9761 on the text line says, Todd, you're probably right, but, quote, ain't no way the Chiefs only score 7 points. Feels like something to remember. What will I have to do if the Chiefs only score 7 points? Because I feel like it's such a bold declaration that if that happens, I should have to do something really stupid. And don't say live on top of a car dealer
been
done by somebody that I used to work with. Not here in this market, but he did that in Knoxville. I ain't doing that.
And we can't live on the top of our roof either.
We might fall through.
We might get hurt.
The good news is we would fall through right into our office. 366-1600 at 428. I want to, before we get to the big board, I think this is my neighbor, Doug, calling in. He's going to be upset here because Doug's a huge Chiefs fan. Doug, what's on your mind?
All right, first things first. The Chiefs' defense is no pushover. They held the best running back in the playoffs to 67 yards 2 weeks ago, and they've just been playing lights out since they lost to the Titans the first time. The defense has tightened up significantly. They have Mahomes. They have the fastest wide receivers on the planet, it seems like. There's just no way they're losing by 11. I could see them losing by a field goal, but 11 seems like a huge reach here. And not to mention all the oddsmakers have them favored on top of that, you know. So the Chiefs have done the improbable, broken all the Kansas City curses that have extended for years, and they've made the playoffs, and they want to win one for Andy Reid here. They got to bring one home for him so he can finally have that Super Bowl trophy. There's just no way they're letting up, even in the Super Bowl.
All right, Doug, we will find out on Sunday. This should be a heck of a game. 319-366-1697-61 says, if Kansas City only scores 7, I do have to go to lunch with John. And I have to tell him that I love him face to face. Eye contact required.
I like that.
I
like that.
I thought the text line was going to come up with a lot worse than that. We need to take a break. Before we do that, though, we got Gary Rima coming up with us in just a few minutes. An opportunity for you to take home tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin, along with Bones UK, coming to the U.S. Cellular Center on February 15th. That is the Winter 2020 Tour. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. We'll have your opportunity to win those tickets tonight inside the 5 o'clock face-off. Before we can get there, before we can get to Gary Rima, Alex needs to tell you what's going on with a big board update.
Steve Prohm and the Iowa State Cyclones have the number one team in the country, the Baylor Bears, coming into Hilton Coliseum tonight. The two teams met just 2 weeks ago in Waco, which turned out to be a 68-55 Baylor victory. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m., and we're going to send you out to coverage on the Cyclone Radio Network call with John Walters on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM, with the pregame show getting underway at 7 p.m. The Iowa State women fell in Waco last night to the number 2 rated Baylor Bears, 83-62. The win was Baylor's 48th Big 12 win in the row. The Cyclones dropped to 12-7, and they're going to head to Morgantown next for a Sunday contest against West Virginia. The UNI Panthers look for the season sweep over the Missouri State Bears tonight at the McLeod Center. The Panthers crushed Missouri State earlier this month in Springfield, 80-57. They're trying to remain at the top of the conference standings. Tip-off for that game will be set for 6 p.m., and you can hear Gary Rima's call on 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM, and you can hear Gary Rima in just a couple of minutes.
Cyclone Tim says Kansas City has Iowa State's color scheme. Maybe I should have to wear Iowa State gear as punishment. That's not punishment. That wouldn't be punishment.
Nah, 1573, I like. You have to eat a whole bag of circus peanuts.
You see, that's not punishment either.
You like circus peanuts?
Try to get down an entire bag in one sitting. That may be a little uncomfortable. But I agree with one of the texters. Patrick Mahomes could score 2 touchdowns by himself,
right,
hopping on one leg. So 7 points, pretty improbable. But yeah, go ahead and keep that in the back of your mind. And then if it happens on Monday, you can all call in and remind me of what an idiot I am. 4:32. We do need to step aside. You and I at home tonight, taking on Missouri State, as Alex just reminded you. We've got that game coming up for you at 6 o'clock, and we've got the voice of the Panthers with us next, Gary Rima. Oh baby, I love this segment after this.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Account, accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and change-up savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Save big money on all of your home improvement projects right now at Menards. Stop into Menards' electrical department and stock up on RCA audio and video accessories. Get game day ready with an indoor HD antenna. All in-stock antennas are on sale. Get an easy-to-install antenna that blends in with any home decor while providing free local HD TV programming. Right now, it's just $14.99 after rebate at Menards. Prices good through Saturday, February 1st.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com
salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Stick around because we've still got an opportunity for you to take home some corn and Breaking Benjamin tickets inside tonight's 5 o'clock face-off. One of the nice things about being out of here at 6 o'clock as opposed to 7 is especially on nights like tonight when UNI plays at 6 o'clock, we're able to make way for our next guest, the voice of the UNI Panthers, the one and only Gary Rima, joining us as he does every Wednesday. For Oh Baby, I love this segment. And Gary, I got one question for you. Are you going to make it back from Evansville in time this weekend to enjoy Super Bowl Sunday?
Absolutely. With that game at 1 o'clock on Saturday, we should be back at the Waterloo Airport about 8 o'clock on Saturday night and get to take in all the Super Bowl festivities and just kind of enjoy a Sunday at home taking in the game and having a little Super Bowl party. So, yeah, that the schedule worked out pretty good for that. So looking forward to be able to take in that Super Bowl game also.
Chiefs or 49ers, who you got?
I got the Chiefs. I just, I'm picking that with my heart. I'd really like to see the Chiefs win it. I'd like to see Andy Reid get a title. Really like Patrick Mahomes. The 49ers, I mean, if you just look at the two teams, it feels like the 49ers are the little bit stronger, better team. But I'm pulling for the Chiefs. I'm thinking the Chiefs get it done.
Gary, the UNI Panthers pick up a huge victory over Loyola this past weekend. And how nice was it to see that when A.J. Green doesn't have a 25-26-point night, that this team can grind out a victory against a really good Loyola team?
Yeah, I thought, Alex, that was one of the real positives coming out of that win because this is our first real good up-close look at Loyola, and he's got a really good ball club. That's a really good Missouri Valley Conference team, and I think they're going to be right there in the hunt to try and win the regular season title along with us and the Bradley Braves. And when it comes postseason tournament time in St. Louis, they're going to definitely be a team that you're going to have to reckon with. So for us to, if you do that, and maybe it's an Evansville or a team that has really been struggling and having trouble winning games, you might say, well, you should be able to beat a team like that if AJ doesn't have maybe one of his better shooting or scoring games. But when you do it against what I think is one of the other top two or three teams in the league, I thought that was really impressive. Got a great lift from Antoine Timmons, the true freshman off the bench. Not only did he get 13 points, but the way he defended, the energy that he brought to the floor, defended well, and just did a lot of good things in the minutes that he played in that win. I thought Austin Fife was really good too, guys. Cameron Prutwig, preseason player of the year, and at times it's almost like they're clones. I mean, they're both left-handed. They're both about 6'9". Krutwig's a little heavier, has a little more weight to him, but they both have great post moves around the basket. They're both really good passers. They rebound. And, a lot of the spotlight was on Krutwig going into that ball game, being the preseason Valley player of the year. But I thought Austin Fife, I don't know if you can say he outplayed him, because Krutwig did have a double-double, but I thought AP was really, really good and played as well for you and I in the win as Krutwig did for Loyola to try and get them that overtime win. So thought that was also really good to see, guys, because that's the first time that, because he didn't play against Loyola at all last year. It was really the first time that Austin had to go head-to-head against Krutwig in a big game and just see how he measures up to what everybody thinks is the best player in the league. So yeah, some really good things came out of that game, but that certainly was one of them, that when AJ turns it over seven times, gets 14 points, 10 or 11 points less than his conference average, you're still able to beat what I think is just a really good team.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, with us as he joins us every Wednesday. UNI a 10-point favorite tonight over Missouri State. We'll have that game on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And Gary, these two teams just played, two and a half weeks ago. You and I went down to Springfield and handled the Bears fairly easily.
Yeah, just, four games in between the last time these two teams met. It's just kind of interesting. We're going to be done with both of our games with Missouri State. We're already done with playing Bradley during the regular season, and we still have yet to see Evansville. We still haven't played Drake. So it's interesting how the schedule laid out, but probably the best 40 minutes of basketball that you and I has played this year is when they played in Springfield, Missouri, back on January 11th and beat Missouri State 80-57. You know, that was a game in which both teams went into that game 2-1, guys, and Missouri State was the overwhelming favorite in the preseason poll to win the regular season title. And, they get that home win. They're sitting there 3-1. They're back on top of the conference standing. So in a really early season important conference game, the Panthers went in there and actually kind of embarrassed them in front of their own fans. Got them down 48-28 at halftime. Got a 32 or 33-point lead in the second half. They had some of their fans heading to the exits midway through the second half. It was quite a beatdown that the Panthers put on them the first time around to end up winning it by 23. But they're a totally different team coming in tonight. There's only two guys that started in that first meeting that are still in the starting lineup. One guy that started against us, Tyreek Dixon, didn't even play on Sunday at Drake. Tulio Da Silva, who I kind of feel was one of their top players. He scored 13 on us in the first meeting. He only logged 5 minutes in the game at Drake on Sunday. He's starting a couple of freshmen. So they're a totally different looking team this time around. And they gave Drake all they wanted on Sunday, guys. They went into Des Moines, and both those teams had identical records going into that game also, both 4-3 and, trying to get to 5-3. And if you do that, you're just a game out of first place with Loyola and you and I sitting there at 6-2 on top. And Drake built a pretty good lead, I think about a 17-point lead in that game. And then Missouri State came all the way back, ended up losing by 2, 71-69. But we're going to see a different team than we saw the first time around. And you know, I always get a little worried when we beat a team as badly as we did, and now they got a chance to get that revenge on you, and they're coming in and wanting to show that was a bit of a fluke the first time around. So the Panthers will have to play some good basketball tonight if they want to stay on top of the conference standings and get another win at home. We're undefeated at home this year, and that's something you want to keep that streak going too.
Gary, I remember when Bobby Petrino was hired by the Missouri State football team, and you said that program was sort of baffled people around the league as to why they couldn't get going. To me, the basketball program is even more baffling. They have so many resources. They seem to have a lot of talent every single year. We're talking about them in the preseason as a preseason 1, 2, or 3 team in the league, and there's just been so much inconsistency. Can you put your finger on it? How baffling has it been to people around the league to see Missouri State the past few seasons?
Well, and you touched on it, Alex. They got beautiful facilities. They've got one of the most gorgeous arenas that you're ever going to see at a mid-major level, just absolutely a knockout home arena to recruit kids to, and great locker room facilities and weight room. And, you know, when you're in Springfield, Missouri, you don't get the snow and the cold that we get, you know, whether it's in Peoria, Illinois or Cedar Falls, Iowa or Des Moines, Iowa, they got a great climate, I think, to recruit kids to. So it is kind of baffling on how they can't get it turned around and be a big time contender in this league. And a lot of people thought this was going to be their year in the second year under Dana Ford. But my opinion on it is they're going about it the wrong way. They're trying to do it by bringing in a bunch of transfers, whether they're D1 transfers, JUCO transfers. I still think you can always take a transfer or two to try and fit into your team with all the transfer portal stuff now and what's happening in college basketball. But when you totally try and restructure your team like that, to me, it's going to go one of two ways. Either those guys are somehow going to be able to come in and gel and do great, or it's going to go the other way. And usually when you bring in transfers that maybe left a program they're a little disgruntled with, or maybe they were a problem child at that program, and then they come to you and you think, well, we'll straighten it out and they'll be great for us. Well, if things don't go well, those teams always seem to struggle. And I look at Coach Jacobson and what he's done with, you know, you bring in Austin Fife and Taiwan Pickford and A.J. Green and Isaiah Brown and Justin Dahl, Antoine Kimmins. Those guys went right from high school right to you and I. And now you build your program around those guys, you know, coming in as true freshmen, and then maybe you redshirt and maybe you don't. And then you can always fill in with a transfer, you know, that where you feel you have to do it to find a need. But a lot of times it doesn't work out that great when a transfer steps in. So I think you got to go more to the recruiting of high school kids right out of high school to build your program. Maybe you take your lumps for a year or two, and then it starts to come together, and then you just build it from there on a yearly basis. You know, we saw Freddie Hoiberg totally blow my theory up at Iowa State when he did that, but it just seems like I've seen it work the other way more times than not, where you just hard to build your program unless you do it through the bringing in great high school kids who are the type of player and person that you want to coach and can play the style that also you want your teams to play.
You and I and Loyola 6-2 atop the Missouri Valley, but a couple teams that are trying to catch the Panthers going at it tonight at the Holman Center in Terre Haute, Indiana State hosting Drake. What do you think happens in that one, Gary?
Yeah, that's a great game. You know, I love Darren DeVries, and when we're not playing Drake, I'm pulling for Darren to win every game, but it looks to me like Indiana State's going to be really tough to beat at home. That's where they've been. They haven't been real good on the road this year, but they've been really tough at home. And I know that's going to be an extremely tough game for you and I when we have to go there and play. I got a feeling it's going to be a tough one, you know, for Coach DeVries and company. And I do think we're starting to see. I think Loyola, you and I, Bradley, Drake, and Indiana State. Those are the five that appear to be the strongest, and then you've got the other five down below. And that game tonight is going to cause a little separation for one of those teams, you know, that's going to all of a sudden, you know, go to 5-4 instead of being 6-3. So if I had to first guess it, I got a feeling that Indiana State will find a way to win that one at home, but it wouldn't shock me if Drake was able to go in there and get the win. That was a big home win for Drake on Sunday, 71-69, because the game prior to that, you know, they only scored like 49 points. So they had a good bounce back win on Sunday. Now they got to see if they can go on the road and put a winning streak together and beat what I think is a pretty good Indiana State team. I think Indiana State, guys, is going to be one of those teams that when you get to St. Louis, you're going to say, oh man, I was hoping we wouldn't have to face the Sycamores, because Coach Lansing does a good job and always has a great plan. And I know how tough it is for you and I to go into Terre Haute and win. So got a feeling it'll be a tough one, but we'll see if the Bulldogs can pull that one out.
Indiana State, a 3.5-point favorite there. After tonight's game, we already mentioned Evansville coming up on Saturday afternoon. 0-8, Todd Licklider now at the helm, but they almost got Valparaiso a couple nights ago. Is that a dangerous game for you and I?
Yeah, absolutely. Just because when you look at what Evansville did earlier in the year to go into Kentucky and win at Kentucky, you know, they still got those same players. And, yeah, they've had the turmoil with their head coach being relieved of his duties and an interim guy. And then they bring in Todd Licklider a couple of games ago. But, you know, Coach Licklider was one of the top assistants on that staff a year ago. And the guys that are playing a lot of minutes this year, some of the guys that redshirted last year, Coach Licklider was around those guys all last season, so he knows what they bring. And I think it's why they brought him back to be the head coach, because he's very familiar with the talent, with the players, what they can and can't do. And you just know sooner or later they're going to put it together. I mean, they're not going to go 0-18 in the Missouri Valley Conference season, and all you have to do again is just realize that this group of guys beat Kentucky at Kentucky earlier this year. So really a dangerous team. You know, it's we're catching them when they're probably starting to get things figured out a little bit better, instead of catching them a couple of weeks ago when they were in turmoil and weren't playing well. So the more time Licklider is with them as their head coach, they'll come together more and more. We've got to go to their place this Saturday. So it won't be easy. It's not one of the greatest environments in the league either. They have a really nice arena, but they don't draw big numbers. And you got to just kind of get yourself fired up to play well when you go to that place to play, because there's not going to be 5,000 or 6,000 or 8,000 fans in there and a great atmosphere. So it's always a little bit tougher place to get fired up, it seems like, and play well. But you know, the way this Panther team is playing, if they keep putting forth the effort like we've seen in recent games, they should be in pretty good shape. But can't take any days off if you want to stay on top of this conference standings.
Well, Gary, we got the call coming up from the McLeod Center in just about a little over an hour right now. 6 o'clock tip-off tonight, 107.5, 106.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. Appreciate the time, as always, and go Panthers. We'll be talking with you next Wednesday.
All right, guys. Great talking with you, and hopefully they'll enjoy the broadcast of the game tonight on your stations, and we'll talk to you next week.
You and I, a heavy favorite, not only with the point spread, you and I, a 10-point favorite there, but $6 on the money line to win $1 at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. As Gary mentioned, a 23-point win over Missouri State about 2.5 weeks ago when the two teams met in Springfield. Total on the game, 138.5 points tonight at the McLeod Center. And we'll have it for you here coming up in, as I just said, a little over an hour. But you and I playing pretty good basketball, and in a two-way tie with Loyola atop the Missouri Valley Conference standings right now. I still think the margin for error is non-existent for you and I at this point, but I think they realize that. I know Gary took umbrage with somebody saying that on Twitter over the weekend, but I think realistically speaking, they have very little margin for a slip-up at this point.
No, I honestly being completely truthful, think that they're going to have to win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament no matter what happens the rest of the way if they want to get into the NCAA tournament. But that's going to be about the rest of the regular season, jockeying for position, making sure that they have a the number one seed in the tournament going into it. But the reason I say that is look at some of the losses. The two of the losses, Illinois State, 6-14 overall, and Southern Illinois, 11-10 overall. You just can't have those losses if you're a mid-major in a conference where those are quad three, quad four losses. It's difficult to overcome those types of losses for anybody. So you and I still in a good position to get a top two seed in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. And I think maybe a little bit of that pressure of trying to be perfect the rest of the regular season is off for them. And they can just focus on what they have to do to get back to the dance.
Loyola, as we mentioned, in a tie with the Panthers atop the MVC standings, the Ramblers are at Southern Illinois tonight, where they're a four-point favorite. Evansville and Todd Licklider next up for the Panthers on the schedule at Illinois State tonight. We already hit on the Drake, Indiana State game, and Valparaiso at Bradley tonight. So some pretty good basketball on tap in the Missouri Valley Conference. Stick with us. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Buttons is going to have an opportunity to give somebody a pair of tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin coming to the U.S. Cellular Center on February 15th, the Winter 2020 Tour. He's not going to give them to you. You've got to earn them tonight. 7 questions, 60 seconds. The 5 o'clock face-off is on the way in just a matter of minutes as the 5 o'clock hour right around the corner here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. We'll be back after this.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM, a walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits, a long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you explain the joy of getting a small McCafe for only $2 from McDonald's? Well, it's like... Yeah, like that. Get a $2 small McCafe iced caramel macchiato or caramel frappe from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's a wireless world and everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. So go with Raycons. Raycons start about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market and they sound just as amazing. And Raycon's latest model, the E25s, are the best ones yet with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a comfortable noise isolating fit. See what the hype is about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/will. buyraycon.com/WILL. That's buyraycon.com/will.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. and engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
A jumper barely clears the fingertips of the defender. A toe on the line is worth two instead of three. A shot hits the back of the rim and not the bottom of the net. I guess football isn't the only game of inches. Every inch of every game is right here on the Panther Sports Network.
Tonight, the UNI Panthers host Missouri State. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock on 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
4:58. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on a Wednesday evening here, a midweek edition of the program. We'll continue in the 5 o'clock hour with your opportunity to take home tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin coming to the U.S. Cellular Center along with Bones UK on February 15th for the 2020 Winter Tour. Tickets on sale now. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com, the Cell Center box office, or stick around, because coming up in just a few minutes, you'll have an opportunity to win a pair from us. We've got them all week long for you here on KGYM. Make sure you tune in to tomorrow's program. We'll get you ready for Iowa and Maryland with Jess Settles. Get the lay of the land across the Big Ten with the former Hawkeye standout as well. And Love It or Leave It, moving to Thursday this week. I'm sure it will have several Super Bowl-themed topics as we continue to gear up for the big game this weekend. Mention what's coming your way in the 5 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is on the way when we return. Don't forget, vote in the poll question today as well at KGYMradio.com. Chris Bryant says there's no ill will between him and the Cubs. Do you believe him after today's ruling? That's our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. 5 o'clock hour on the way next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Christine Lisi, breaking news. Dusty Baker has agreed on a one-year deal with a one-year option to become the new manager of the Astros, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan. The 70-year-old replaces A.J. Hinch, fired after MLB's investigation into Houston's 2017 sign-stealing scandal. A lack of hiring of minority coaches this NFL offseason, among the variety of topics Commissioner Roger Goodell discussed today during his annual State of the NFL address. Goodell acknowledged the league has to look at adjusting the process so more people of color have opportunities.
It's clear we need to change and do something different. There's no reason to expect we're going to have a different outcome next year without those kinds of changes. And we've already begun engaging in those changes. Not just with our diversity committee, not just with the Fritz Pollard Alliance, but others.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, although the league requires teams to interview minority candidates, only two African Americans have been hired for 19 open head coaching jobs over the last 3 years.
Coming up Thursday, day two of us live in Miami ahead of Super Bowl 54. We're getting you set by booking it, and even more great guests coming on. Plus, what 10 NFL players graduated to stardom this season? Thursday on Golic and Wingo, live from Miami, 6 Eastern ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your guy smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura COO Dylan Miskowitz needed to hire a director of coffee, so he went to ZipRecruiter, posted his job, and found the best person for the role in just a few days. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
East Coast rivals square off when the Celtics host the 76ers. Ball for all.
Saturday night starting at 7 o'clock on the gym. KGYM.
Presented by Indeed.
5:03, welcome back and welcome to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 106.3, 102.3 FM, as well as 107.5 FM and online at kgymradio.com. A lot to get to in the final 55 minutes or so of tonight's program before we turn you over to either UNI basketball or Iowa State hoops. John Walters calling number one Baylor's visit to Hilton Coliseum tonight. 4.5 points, all that separates Iowa State and Baylor in the eyes of the odds makers. That's coming up for you, as well as UNI and Missouri State. Todd and Alex, along with Buttons on the other side of the glass, his life is about to get a little complicated because the 5 o'clock face-off is right around the corner. We're going to give you an opportunity tonight to take home tickets to see Breaking Benjamin along with Korn at the U.S. Cellular Center. Bones UK also on the card for Korn's Winter Tour 2020. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can buy them at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. We'll get to the 5 o'clock face-off momentarily. During the break, something traumatic happened to me. Alex, you are a coffee drinker as well.
Yes.
I reached for my coffee mug, and I was relatively certain that the swallow of coffee that was remaining in said coffee mug was going to be, if not hot, at least lukewarm.
And you got room temperature?
I threw it in my mouth and it was ice cold. Is there anything worse than drinking the last drink of coffee in the bottom of the cup, not realizing that it's ice cold, and the minute that it hits your mouth, you just want to spit it back out again?
It's pretty horrible. Although getting like a ton of grounds in the last sip of coffee is pretty bad too.
If you think this conversation is bad, check out Tuesday's podcast at kgymradio.com.
The question is, does Tom Coverdale like cold coffee?
Yeah, I got to call you out because a couple people reached out on the KGYM Facebook page, which, by the way, if you haven't given us a like on Facebook or a follow on Twitter, Facebook is KGYM Radio and the Twitter handle at KGYM Radio as well. You can give Alex and me a follow at Todd Brommelkamp and at AlexKuhn523. You told me yesterday Brian Cardinal was 50 years old.
Oh, Tom Coverdale.
Tom Coverdale.
He's 39.
Yeah, and we had a couple listeners that said,
so
no.
I think there's another Tom Coverdale who sells insurance, and because there's a profile of a guy named Tom Coverdale who's 50 years old, and then I started doing the math. I'm like, wait a second, that's not even possible.
Okay, because this isn't good, because I said I was going to call my guy last night, my freshman year roommate, and cancel my coverage and move it all to Tom Coverdale. So now I'm in coverage limbo.
See, he's a licensing agent for Patrick O'Brien Agency.
It's not the Tom Coverdale of Big Ten basketball fame. You led me astray last night, and I was too dumb to.
No, actually,
even,
it is. He sells insurance. He does sell insurance.
I'm
that
the one
was not
who's
a lie.
Bad at math. I'm the one who's bad at looking at dates.
This
and
is what I get for trying
out
to do research on the fly. See,
research.
I try to do everything
wrong
I can
program
to have everything prepared prior to the show, and then you get the topics that you just inevitably did not prepare for.
Wrong.
And that was
program.
Where are they now?
No, I believe the segment that we came up with last night was let's remember that guy. Just throw a name
let's
out
remember.
There. Let's remember that guy. Just throw a name out there and sit back and let the listeners do the heavy lifting for us. 366-1600 is the number to call right now. We need callers number 1 and 2 to 319-366-1600. Buttons is going to get you patched through to us here in the studio, and one of our two contestants tonight is going to walk away with that pair of tickets we mentioned to Korn's 2020 Winter Tour featuring Breaking Benjamin and Bones UK. They will be at the U.S. Cellular Center next month. February 15th is the date for that show. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com. You can win them here, or you can get them at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. 7 questions in 60 seconds, and those tickets will be yours. 319-366-1600. We see we've got one contestant already in the fold. If you've tried to get through and couldn't, give us a call. 319-366-1600. Tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin, along with Bones UK, your prize tonight inside the 5 o'clock face-off.
Before, I'm kind of backtracking
here. Now?
No, the problem is I saw this on the internet on Indiana HQ, that this the biography of Mr. Coverdale, they have him at 50 years old.
Well, he was a young 50 then.
They're just wrong.
We'll ask Jess tomorrow if he knows how old Tom Coverdale is.
39 is the right answer.
Jess settles, as we mentioned, with us tomorrow to preview Iowa and Maryland. We'll get his thoughts on the Big Ten as a whole. A couple Big Ten games on tap tonight. Michigan State hosting Northwestern and Penn State at home with Indiana. Speaking of Tom Coverdale, coming to town. But let's get our contestants tonight. We've got Rich in Cedar Rapids. He's going to be answering Alex's questions, and Ben in Amana answering the questions that I read off. Ben, hang tight. Rich and Alex are going to figure out whether they'd like to go first or last.
What do you think, Rich?
I'd like to go last, please.
All right. So just sit tight, and we'll let Todd go.
Okay, Ben, you got me?
Yeah, I do.
All right, 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer to one of the questions, just say pass. We'll try to come back around to it. And if you answer more than Rich, you're going to be off to the U.S. Cellular Center to the Korn concert. How about that?
Awesome.
All right, who do the UNI men play tonight in men's basketball?
Missouri State.
Correct. How many former Hawkeyes are on the active Super Bowl rosters?
3.
Which legendary basketball coach berated his school's student section last night?
Pass.
What city did Kobe Bryant grow up in?
Philadelphia.
Correct. How many consecutive games has the Iowa men's basketball team won?
6.
How many consecutive games have the Iowa women won?
None. Iowa women.
Iowa women.
I thought you said Iowa State. Iowa women have won 6. I don't know.
Which Iowa basketball player and Washington, D.C. native will have a homecoming of sorts tomorrow night?
Luke Garza?
Correct.
We have some controversy here.
It's not controversy. You screwed up Tom Coverdale's age yesterday, and then you...
No,
what do we got?
So you asked how many players are on the active roster.
Yes.
The problem is, what are we considering the active roster? Because C.J. Beathard has been inactive the entire season.
Okay.
So I think we might be able to accept
your question on the fly, and it cost me there. So the correct answer was 3.
Correct.
So he got 4 right. Okay, that's my fault My fault for ruining Alex's question. So
all right.
The bar is set at 4.
Nice.
All right, Rich, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Don't know the answer. Say pass. We'll come back to it. Here we go. According to a video game simulation by CBS Sports, which team will win Sunday's Super Bowl?
Chiefs.
How many more years is Chris Bryant under contract with the Cubs?
1.
True or false, Fran McCaffrey and Kobe Bryant played for the same AAU coach?
True.
Dusty Baker is the new manager of which MLB team?
The Astros.
Who is number one in men's college basketball this week?
Baylor.
Former Iowa coach Todd Licklider is the head coach of this MVC team that plays you and I on Saturday.
Pass.
What Big Ten school did Brian Cardinal play for during the late 90s?
Wisconsin.
Former Iowa coach Todd Licklider is the head coach of this MVC team that plays you and I on Saturday.
Evansville.
Oh, at the buzzer. That is clutch.
Okay, so we have a tie.
Wow.
And again, this is planning on my part because for the third week in a row, we actually have a tie-breaking question at the ready here. So our tie-breaking procedure, for those of you who may be unfamiliar with it, you will yell your name, not yell, but say it so that we can hear it. Whoever says their name first is going to get the first crack at answering said tie-breaking question. If you get the answer right, obviously you're our winner tonight. If you get it wrong, then the other contestant wins. So, Rich, Ben, when you are ready, here is tonight's tie-breaking question. Kobe Bryant, as we talked about the last couple days in the program, passing away on Sunday at the age of 41. His dad played in the NBA, Joe Jellybean Bryant. He also had an uncle by the name of John Archibald Cox, who was a pretty good basketball player in his own right. What was Kobe Bryant's uncle's nickname?
Rich.
Rich, what do you got?
Chubby.
That is correct. That is our tie-breaking question.
I knew where that question was
of
going.
Of the evening. And to find a way to work him into the program tonight. Ben, we appreciate it.
Well done, guys.
You were close.
Thank you.
And keep listening this week. You've got another chance to take home tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin tomorrow between 4 and 6. Rich is on hold. He's talking with Buttons. And there you go. John Archibald Cox.
Chubby.
The uncle of Kobe Bryant. Tonight's tie-breaking question. And if you have no idea why Rich was so confident in that answer, again, you can go back and pull up yesterday's podcast at kgymradio.com. Lesson learned here is never ad lib to a question, because I added a word to one of Alex's questions and I changed the answer. Active Hawkeyes on Super Bowl rosters. You've got George Kittle, Anthony Hitchens, Ben Neiman. So three, CJ Beathard has been inactive. So I caused a ruckus there. The legendary basketball coach that berated his school student section last night, this was bizarre.
It was really weird.
Mike Krzyzewski got upset at the Cameron Crazies, that's the Duke student section, for going after Pittsburgh coach Jeff Capel, who was a longtime assistant and former Duke player. He was not happy. He thought, I think he misunderstood what the student section was chanting at him.
It was pretty playful and benign.
And also, quite frankly, lame. Like, I've heard student sections chant things before at opposing coaches. This was very, very minor stuff.
And Jeff Capel, sit with us.
And Mike Krzyzewski absolutely lost his mind on the Cameron Crazies. The Iowa men have won 5 straight games, and the Iowa women have won 8 consecutive games heading into their next contest. Those are the questions that Ben missed.
The video game simulation done by CBS Sports projects San Francisco to win the Super Bowl 20-7. How many more years Chris Bryant under contract? Well, he lost his grievance, so he will have 2 more seasons under team control. And I'm trying to think which other one. Oh, the last one. The Big Ten school that Brian Cardinal played for during the late 90s, the Purdue Boilermakers.
It is interesting, the Bryant situation with the Cubs. I know Jesse Rogers, who was on with us a lot during baseball season, covers the Cubs for ESPN 1000 WMVP in Chicago, was on that station earlier today sharing an update. Bryant loses his grievance with the Cubs Major League Baseball's arbitrator, has ruled that they did not manipulate his service time, which is laughable because anybody that follows baseball knows that the Cubs manipulated his service time. They kept him in Des Moines for the first week of the 2015 season before bringing him up to the majors, and he was clearly ready to play at the majors. But this now opens the speculation that he's going to be traded here because
now he has a lot more value.
He has a lot more value, and Chris Bryant, represented by Scott Boras, said there's no ill will between him and the organization. I don't know how you can't have any ill will over an organization that you filed a grievance against saying that they manipulated your service time and were trying to keep you as an indentured servant for an extra season. Jesse Rogers speculated that one possible scenario here would be a straight-up trade between the Rockies and the Cubs that would send Nolan Arenado to Chicago and Chris Bryant to Colorado. They'd have to work out some details as far as dollars and cents go, but a change of scenery for both. If you've been following along, Nolan Arenado is not happy that Colorado's general manager has been talking about trying to trade him or exploring a trade market for him.
See, Nolan Arenado was very honest about that as well. I'm not saying that Chris Bryant isn't being honest, but Nolan Arenado made his frustrations be known.
Is there, if you had to put a percentage on it at this point, what is the percentage of chance that Chris Bryant is on the Cubs roster on opening day this year? 319-366-1600 if you want to answer on the First Federal Credit Union text line. I'll go 35%
right
now.
That was actually the number that popped into my head.
You and I are on the same page.
I was like 35 or 40.
I'll say less than 50% right now.
Yeah, after that.
He's got maximum value right now. If they are, it doesn't sound like he's interested. Well, they don't have the money. They're going to claim that they don't have the money to sign him to a long-term extension. So this essentially, the choice is now made. Javier Baez is going to get the long-term extension. Chris Bryant is going to be traded for whatever they can get for him. There are several teams out there that missed out on Josh Donaldson and Anthony Rendon. So there's a market for a third baseman for teams that need one. This is going to be a bizarre month and a half here before spring training because the Red Sox are still kicking the tires on trading Mookie Betts. You have two star caliber players here who on January 29th are still in danger of not being on the opening day roster of their respective teams. Major League Baseball, folks, catch the fever, 2020.
And you have teams that are reluctant to go. See, that's the problem. You have teams wanting to trade these great players and so many others just saying, I'll pass. We're mediocre. We don't need to get any better.
And I thought by putting the Dusty Baker question on the list of questions today that we were almost assured of having BJ and Marion calling in as one of our contestants because he almost always winds up with the questions that are answerable for pretty much anybody, but he gets you and I and Houston Astros questions, and I have no idea how fate sometimes works that way. 319-366-1600. As the people who are angry that we dare talk about baseball in late January are flooding the text lines, you should check out firstfedcu.com/KGYM because First Federal has an opportunity for you to take home $200 just for opening a new checking account at one of their four Eastern Iowa locations. First Federal Credit Union, the sponsor for the text line here in the KGYM studios. And that number again is 366-1600. The Super Bowl is Sunday, and then we go without football for a week, and then the XFL kicks off. James Butler, the former Hawkeye running back, is on one of the XFL rosters. He's the only former Iowa football player that I came across. Remember, we live, for those of you who are unaware, according to the XFL itself, Iowa is St. Louis Battlehawks country.
Yeah, Jonathan Hayes.
Chuck Long, Jonathan Hayes.
See, Jonathan Hayes has named his starting quarterback as Jordan Tamu, the former Ole Miss Rebel, who used to throw to Dawson Knox, DK Metcalf and AJ Brown when he was at Ole Miss.
That league has way more, and I use the term star power extremely loosely here, but it has way more recognizable names. We talk about sitting around and playing the game, let's remember that guy.
Yep.
There's a lot of let's remember that guys on XFL rosters.
Go through the rosters
the
if you have a chance.
Did not have that.
And not that's nearly
part
as
of the
much.
Reason. Well, they also didn't have cash. And that's part of the reason.
They didn't have any money.
That's a major part of the reason that the first startup football league failed miserably. The XFL has cash. The XFL has a lot of recognizable names in coaching positions, front office positions. I mean, Bob Stoops is attaching himself to the XFL. And that, to me, is a huge leap of faith for somebody with the resume and the pedigree of Bob Stoops to say, I'm comfortable running the front office and being involved in this organization. They also have some recognizable names that may help them. If you're not tired of football once the Super Bowl ends, they are starting up right in the wake of the Super Bowl, week one, right after the Super Bowl is over. I think it's a solid plan. It ultimately is going to come down to whether or not these games are competitive and interesting.
Yeah, the thing that they have, though, is the TV deal that they're going to be on ESPN. They're going to be on Fox Sports 1. They have Joel Klatt kind of attaching his name to this as one of the lead commentators for Fox Sports 1. They're going to get their product out there. If you remember the AAF, week one went well for them. Do you remember that? People watched it because it was on NBC and there was nothing else going on. And they're like, you know what? We saw a bunch of quarterbacks get the crap kicked out of them. And this was fun to watch. This was some old school football. None of that soft stuff we see in the NFL. And then it went splat.
Yeah, the problem with first dates is they are often also the last date.
Yep.
You look forward to it. You go on the date and then you realize don't need to be going on a second date. That was America's relationship with the American Alliance of Football. What was the what did it stand for?
The Alliance of American
Alliance
Football.
Of American Football. So
join the alliance.
We've got the XFL to look forward to after San Francisco beats Kansas City 20-7 on Sunday.
But the moral of the story, the XFL is not going to have the cash problem.
Not going to have the cash problem, and they are sort of an incubator for some possible rule changes that the NFL.
They got smart people involved, smart football people involved this time as opposed to the last time.
Andrew Luck's dad is running the show, Oliver Luck.
Yes, he is.
But he said there's no chance that his son comes out of retirement to quarterback. Jake Campos, according to one of the listeners, the former Iowa Stater, is also a St. Louis Battlehawk. So there's Hawkeye Cyclone crossover there. Do they have radio deals? Do we need to look into if UNASH is in buttons, if UNASH is in the office, see if we can get on the Battlehawks radio network. See if there's any money in that for us or at least some free tickets. Are they playing
at the Dome?
They're playing at the Dome. Is it still the Edward Jones Dome or whatever it was when the Rams
were
there?
I don't think it's has a sponsor at this point.
What do they do? Hold rodeos there, right?
Yeah, they have rodeos. They have indoor, like, monster truck rallies. They have the Supercross.
Jonathan Hayes is getting ready for that first game, and they got to haul dirt out of there because the world's toughest rodeo was just in town. This is my life. I chose it, he says to himself as he looks down the sideline at Chuck Long. Oh, we've got tickets to the rodeo here in Cedar Rapids next weekend. I cannot wait to take Thomas. He's going to love it. He loves the farm, so he's going to love those animals. I'll fill everybody in.
So he's a big mascot and animal person?
Well, he
That's impressive, because when I was a kid, I was terrified of both.
Selective mascots. We went to the Rough Riders game on Saturday, and he had such a great time, and I told him all about Ricochet, who's the Rough Riders mascot. He's a horse. And I said he's Mr. Shucks's friend because Thomas, he loves Mr. Shucks. And he spotted him coming around the top of the arena, and we followed him around, and he was getting ready to get his picture taken with him, and then Ricochet stopped. to take the picture, and that's when Thomas was out on him. So he's selectively into mascots.
Okay.
No offense to our friends.
Has
from
he
the
seen
Rough
Gritty?
Riders, if they're listening, he'd love Gritty. And you know what? If Gritty punched my son, who's 3.5, I'd take that as a badge of honor. I'd be like, you know what? You had it coming. Gritty says you had it coming.
I saw Gritty on Saturday, and I was not able to go up and ask whether or not how he got
at the
All-Star
game.
Yeah,
he wasn't suspended.
No.
He's not laying low.
Gritty was there.
I love it. If you're unfamiliar with the story, the Flyers mascot has been accused of punching a 13-year-old kid at a birthday party, and who among us has not been at that particular juncture in your life where you wanted to punch a 13-year-old obnoxious kid at a birthday party? All of the news coverage surrounding this refers not to the human inside the costume, to Gritty as if
mascot.
He is an actual sentient being that Gritty himself could possibly be facing some legal repercussions.
Like they put the person in jail with the costume on.
He has to go to jail as Gritty.
Doesn't need an orange jumpsuit, just the orange costume itself.
Good time to remind everybody that Better Call Saul will be officially returning to the AMC airwaves in February. I think February 23rd was the date on the trailer I watched earlier today. Let's get a big board update in.
Steve Prohm and the Iowa State Cyclones have the number one team in the country, the Baylor Bears, coming into Hilton Coliseum tonight. The two teams met just 2 weeks ago in Waco, which turned out to be a 68-55 Baylor victory. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m., and we're going to send you out to coverage on the Cyclones Radio Network on 1600 a.m. and 102.3 FM with the pregame show beginning at 7 p.m. The Iowa State Cyclone women fell in Waco last night to number 2 Baylor, 83-62. The win was Baylor's 48th Big 12 victory in a row. The Cyclones will next head to Morgantown for a Sunday contest against West Virginia on Sunday. The UNI Panthers look for the season sweep over the Missouri State Bears tonight at the McLeod Center. The Panthers crushed Missouri State earlier this month in Springfield 80-57, and they're trying to remain at the top of the MVC standings. Tip-off for that game is set for just about half hour from right now, 6 p.m., and you can hear Gary Rima's call on 107.5 and 106.3 FM.
Iowans, do you have your stromboli ready for Sunday night's big game? If you're just as confused as I am, we'll try to explain when we return after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Save big money on all of your home improvement projects at Menards. Right now, save on all in-stock Lithonia lighting, recessed housing, and trims. They're all on sale. Pick up a 6-inch new construction recessed housing that features airtight construction and built-in push-in connectors for easy wiring. Just $4.99 each after rebate. Get it now at Menards. Price is good through Saturday, February 1st.
Save big money at Menards.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa.
This is Wager Wise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
It is Super Bowl week, the most heavily bet sporting event in the United States, year in and year out, more so than March Madness, more so than anything else. And it's the first time that you can legally bet on the Super Bowl here in the state of Iowa since the sports books have launched here. And Jake Reed of the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, kind enough to join us here this Super Bowl week. I know we touched on this a little bit with you last week, Jake, but this is obviously something that you and the folks at the Elite Sportsbook have looked forward to for a very long time. You got a lot of great events going on surrounding the game on Sunday with San Francisco and Kansas City. But tell the folks a little bit about what they can expect this weekend.
Yeah, since we opened, really everything's kind of been building up to this weekend, this and March Madness. It's a huge event. Judging from other states and their success with the Super Bowl, we got the prop party coming in tomorrow night at 7 to 8 o'clock. Come in, you listen to me talk, and we have a drawing afterwards at 8:30. Just kind of a walk through the prop bets. We have 14 pages as of yesterday, and they're still building. I mean, they just added a big one yesterday for all the Iowa residents. We got Anthony Hitchens and Ben Neiman tackles versus George Kittle receptions, which will be a big vote for your ex-Hawkeye players in the Super Bowl a little bit there. So come down to the prop party and you can ask all the questions you need to get it going into this weekend. It's going to be a big event.
And while they're there for the prop party, they can also get set up for an account, right? That way they don't have to go to Riverside to actually place their wagers.
Yeah, the online site is available to everyone. They just have to come down to the property and set up an account and get started. We're more than happy to help anyone get their account going in the sports book there, right inside draft day to the right of the main entrance.
Just how popular are some of these prop bets? I know you hear year in and year out that this is the most popular and the most bet on event, but these prop bets have kind of taken on a life of their own over the years.
Yeah, and when we first started releasing prop bets with all the like Thursday night games, Monday night games, and they weren't getting a huge amount of action. I mean, we had some here and there, but they're really a whole new aspect to watching a game when you're rooting for a certain thing to happen and a certain player to do something and a certain score at a certain time all through the game. And when it comes to the Super Bowl, we have every quarter you can bet all these bets, every half, there's so many bets, so many different things that you can be rooting for at the same time during one game and have a lot of action involved and make the game a lot more fun to watch.
Jake, you mentioned with us last week you've got some promotions going on Sunday. Was it $25 a ticket or something that got people entered for some prizes?
Yeah, everybody that comes into the sportsbook and spends $25 on a Super Bowl bet will get an entry ticket, and they bring that ticket back in on Super Bowl day and watch the game with us. They can sit inside Draft or anywhere in the casino, really, and drink beer, have some food. And every time somebody scores in the Super Bowl, depending on how they score, we'll draw a certain amount of names and give $100 cash away to the winners. And then at the end of the game, we have some NFL signed gear to give away also. Some of the big ones are a Brett Favre jersey, a Mahomes signed football, a Kittle signed helmet, just a few other things. We got seven of those, and then a grand prize of $500 cash and a Kurt Ferentz football.
The game itself, are we starting to see the Chiefs fans pour in and put money on their team?
Yes, everybody was shocked to see that the Chiefs are the favorite, but all the money, I mean, we have not all the money. We have about 72% on the Chiefs, which is, I kind of assumed that being in this region, but Chiefs -1.5 got that definite support, and then 68% on the over 54.5 right now.
Do you expect to see much movement on either one of those lines, either the total or on the line for the game itself in the days leading up to kickoff?
So the last time someone asked me that, I said, no, I don't think that can happen. And then it ended up happening. So I won't give a for sure answer because, like I've said in the past, a big bet can come and move it real quick. But it moved right in the beginning. When we first opened the line, it moved pretty quick to 1.5 because it was, I think, -1 to start. I don't see the total or the -1.5 moving, but maybe the odds on it from -110 a little bit.
You mentioned the prop party coming up tomorrow night at the Elite Sportsbook where folks can come in and learn about some of these props. My favorite one every year is always the over-under on how long the national anthem takes. I know a lot of people like to bet the coin toss. Have you seen some early action on some of the props? What are some of the more popular ones that you've noticed?
So we don't actually do the anthem one. That was something we decided not to do just because it can be a little different, but depending on who's trying to kick count. So they kind of wanted to lean away from that one. But we in the coin toss, we don't have an actual coin toss, but we have who receives first. So a little bit kind of like the coin toss. Some big ones we've been seeing is Mahomes for MVP. I mean, I've seen that one by a lot. That's probably the one that I've heard about the most being that Mahomes receptions. I mean, a lot of people are going with Mahomes during the Super Bowl here. But for other majority bets, I mean, just all over the place. We have bets everywhere.
Well, Jake, we appreciate it. And what time do you guys anticipate the party sort of getting rolling on Super Bowl Sunday in Riverside?
I believe the party starts at, like, we want people to start coming down about 3 o'clock, get the environment going, get everybody cheering and ready for the game to start, and then kind of going through the whole event and just sit there and come down and enjoy like-minded people watching an event together.
All right. Should be a heck of a time. And, again, while you're there, you can get signed up for the Resort Club membership, and that way you can get your account set up online at elitesportsbook.com. Always a pleasure, Jake. We appreciate it. And good luck Super Bowl Sunday. I think you guys might need it. You're going to be busy.
All right. Thank you.
And again, 72% of the action on Kansas City as a 1.5-point favorite, 68% on the total going over 54.5 points right now. I have a feeling that we will see that number move a little bit on Sunday before kickoff. I think there are a lot of people out there like myself who are backing San Francisco in this game who are waiting to see if they can get some good value on the 49ers here, whether or not they can catch another half a point or a point if there's some line movement. I think the San Francisco bettors are laying in the weeds right now.
It's sort of been interesting to follow the movement of the line as far as when it opened and now the week off and now where it is right now. But I just think that there's not much difference either way on either of these teams. And towards game time, will we see it move again? That's the question. I think that's what you're getting at. You think that it probably will move again with people last second kind of jumping on San Francisco, pretty reminiscent of what we saw in the college football playoff with people jumping in on Clemson right at the end.
Jake mentioned that Patrick Mahomes as MVP is getting a ton of love at the Elite Sportsbook. He is the odds-on favorite right now at 6-5. For those Hawkeye fans out there backing San Francisco tight end George Kittle, 10-1. You throw down a $10 bet, George Kittle's the MVP of the Super Bowl, you're going to walk away with $100. Travis Kelce is 15-1. I think the operating assumption here is that if Chiefs receivers are having a big day, they're getting the ball from Patrick Mahomes, so he's going to be the one piling up the numbers and possibly taking home MVP honors. It's tough for a defensive player in this day and age to win MVP honors.
It's tough, but it has happened.
It has happened. Nick Bosa of the 49ers at 30-1 right now, one of several defensive players on the board. Richard Sherman, 75-1. If you think San Francisco is going to win this game and a 49er is going to be the most valuable player, you can get some fairly decent value there. Not on Jimmy Garoppolo, though. He's at 5-2. Anthony Hitchens also on the board, Hawkeye fans, 250-1. So what would it take? About 3 pick sixes returned for a touchdown for Anthony Hitchens to get most valuable player honors?
Wasn't Malcolm Smith a Super Bowl MVP at one point for the Seattle Seahawks? A guy who hadn't played much all year? When there's a defensive MVP, it's usually not a guy who was necessarily a leader of the defense during the regular season. Dexter Jackson is another one that comes to mind for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You can also wager on the first player to have or to record an interception in the game, which is interesting. No interceptions, paying at 7-2 right now. You got to think somebody's going to throw the ball around and maybe chuck it up late in the game or right before half, possibly gets picked off. Super Bowl Sunday, the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, Iowa is the place to be. You heard Jake say that the party's going to start around 3 o'clock. 17 pages of prop wagers. You can check them out online at EliteSportsBook.com.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at EliteSportsBook.com.
The Iowa Attorney General's Office has dedicated a hotline for survivors of clergy abuse. Advocates are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. to take confidential reports and refer survivors to resources. Know that you are not alone. Your story could help us better understand the issue and what actions to take. To make a confidential report, call 855-620-7000 or visit iowaattorneygeneral.gov.
Sponsored by the Office of the Iowa Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So, do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
When fans talk about their team, they're always real about it. Really happy after a win, really bummed after a loss, and really excited about the next big game. Let us help make it real for you right here on the Cyclone Sports Network.
Tonight, the Cyclones host Baylor. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and now on 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids.
5:44, welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on a Wednesday evening, coming your way on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM as well, online at KGYMradio.com. We mentioned going into the break at the bottom of the hour, whether or not you had your Stromboli ready for Sunday's big game. This graphic has been making its way around Twitter. I saw it earlier today while I was eating lunch. I cannot make heads or tails of this. According to Google Trends, the relatively uniquely searched Super Bowl recipes by state in the past week. You see Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Wait, can you tell
Missouri.
Me what category we're looking? Did you just say the relatively what?
Relatively uniquely searched Super Bowl recipes by state.
This is a very specific category.
Yeah, you look at Missouri, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, chili. Okay?
Yeah.
Very popular Super Bowl buffet item if you're going to have folks over to the house.
That's not even relatively unique, though.
Right? Iowa. Stromboli.
Interesting. Strombolis are delicious.
It's a fine Italian pizza-like. It's pizza dough stuffed with cheese and meat, traditionally, or vegetables.
Basically,
there's usually not any sauce in the stromboli. You dip the stromboli into the marinara. Has anybody ever been to a Super Bowl party in the state of Iowa that's featured stromboli? 319-366-1600. Do not call if you are a Sbarro employee.
And I want to know, what is your unique Super Bowl feature? My dad's quiche.
Your dad makes a quiche stromboli?
Just makes a bunch of different kinds of quiche. That's his Super Bowl thing. It's a tradition.
Kuhn's quiche. I'm seeing a marketing opportunity.
I can't believe I haven't
here.
Made that connection yet.
Have you seen the TV show American Housewife, Katie, the lead character? Played by Katie Nixon, right? Is that her name? She was on Eastbound and Down. She makes lasagna at home. That could be a side hustle for Kuhn's dad. Stromboli is not the strangest state recipe combination here. According to the Google Trends graphic, Illinois' most searched Super Bowl recipe in the last week is for Philly cheesesteak. Now, Illinois is the land of the Italian beef sandwich.
Right.
Why Philly cheesesteak? And Philly's not even in the Super Bowl. Like, if the Eagles were playing, I could see, okay, a lot of people want to have a Philly-themed Iowa Stromboli, Illinois Philly cheesesteak. Same for Ohio, by the way.
What's Ohio? Philly cheesesteak. Ohio, too. Okay.
West Virginia apparently all in on pork carnitas tacos. And I got nothing for Oregon. Clam chowder. Nothing says Super Bowl in Oregon like clam chowder.
What do they say about globalism? Look at these states and what they're looking up, and it's like, all right, what is something from the furthest point away from us in the continental U.S. that we can make?
Here's why
clam chowder.
Here's why I'm calling BS on this Google Trends graphic. Somebody had to have created this as a joke to get people talking, because the number one searched recipe in the state of Texas for Super Bowl week is chili. And there is no Texan in their right mind that needs to Google a recipe for chili. You are born in the state of Texas, and you are born with a chili recipe. So no one in Texas is Googling how to make chili. You cannot convince me that this is real. No one in Texas
needs to ask. Is this
another
one of those Twitter things with the map of the United States? And
Louisiana is not looking up how to make a pork tenderloin, like a tenderloin, a breaded tenderloin sandwich like we have here in the Midwest.
Is that what they're talking about, or are they just talking about a good pork tenderloin?
I'm assuming, well, a pork tenderloin, you marinate it and you bake it or you smoke it.
Yeah, it's not all that difficult. But the breaded tenderloin is much more difficult.
Okay. There's no way this is real, because I can't see anybody in Kentucky Googling fondue unless they're trying to figure out what it is. You go to a Super Bowl party in Kentucky expecting fondue this week.
You're going to be disappointed.
Let me take a peek at the First Federal Credit Union text line here and see if we've got any Stromboli-loving Iowans who are really looking forward to Sunday's big game. 9168 said, would have thought buffalo chicken dip.
See, but aren't
Iowa.
These like relatively... Once again, tell me the category for this poll.
Well, the verbiage is
what's the verbiage?
Relatively uniquely searched Super Bowl recipes by state. Whether that means people are searching for that along with Super Bowl, I don't know. Stromboli? Something's up in the Dakotas, too, because North Dakota searched for pizza sauce and South Dakota searched for marinara sauce. That's how big the rivalry is between the Dakotas. It's not IHOP and Waffle House like the Mason-Dixon line. It's, are you a pizza sauce person or are you marinara? Because if you're marinara, get on down to Bismarck where you belong. You don't belong in North Dakota. 5:50, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you know what to expect on a Thursday edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, a Stromboli-free Thursday edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn tomorrow after this.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
If you're a man over 40,
and you're getting up at night over and over to urinate, listen up. We want to send you a free, no strings attached, 30-day supply of Super Beta Prostate Advanced. This is the same formula that's taking Walmart by storm because its ingredients help reduce those nighttime bathroom trips. Plus, we're talking about less bathroom trips during the day and better bladder emptying. Call us now for your free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. No catch, no commitments. You get a free 30-day supply because we know you'll want more. And the longer you take Super Beta Prostate Advanced, the more successful your chances of improvement will be. Call 1-800-473-7514. Super Beta Prostate is the prostate supplement that urologists recommend the most. Find out why with this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-473-7514. 1-800-473-7514. 1-800-473-7514.
Friends, let's talk about Daniel. A year ago, he resolved to stop putting off what he wanted to do, get into information technology. Daniel enrolled in My Computer Career and is now already a few months into his IT career. Make 2020 your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online just 2 times a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
A jumper barely clears the fingertips of the defender. A toe on the line is worth two instead of three. A shot hits the back of the rim and not the bottom of the net. I guess football isn't the only game of inches. Every inch of every game is right here on the Panthers Sports Network.
Tonight, the UNI Panthers host Missouri State. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock on 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Kudos to those listeners who picked up on my mistake in my Dakota's Capitals reference there. 319-366-1600.
How dare you?
I know. Well, it's the mark again between pizza sauce and marinara sauce, apparently, in the Dakotas. Coming up for you on tomorrow's program, Jess Settles is going to be stopping by, the former Iowa standout, now an analyst with the Big Ten Network. He'll help us preview the Hawkeyes and the Terrapins as Iowa makes its way to the East Coast for a return engagement with Maryland. Lots of Big Ten action to discuss with Jess on the program tomorrow, and a big defection as well. This came out just within the last 15, 20 minutes, but we did not see him at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Monday night, and we won't be seeing Kobe King in a Big Ten arena again anytime soon, unless he transfers to another Big Ten school. But Alex, the Wisconsin's second leading scorer, Kobe King, stepped away from the team. There were rumors that he was not happy with the direction of the program under Greg Gard. He is announced on Instagram, because of course that's where everybody announces everything these days, that he is stepping away from the Wisconsin basketball program immediately.
Yeah, things are not going well right now for Wisconsin and Greg Gard. The seat is getting a little bit warmer. This is not a good sign for the direction of the program, but they did show up to play in Iowa City and played pretty hard and nearly pulled off a road victory. Will we see this team rally around Greg Gard and play hard the rest of the season, or are we going to see them pack it in and not play hard for their coach? We're going to find out.
Big Ten games tonight. You've got Penn State hosting Indiana and Michigan State welcoming Northwestern to the Breslin Center. A big night of basketball in the MVC as well as the Big 12. You and I getting ready to take on Missouri State at the McLeod Center. Gary Rima on the call of that contest. Heading your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM in just about 4 minutes. And then Iowa State at 7 o'clock tonight. The pregame begins on the Cyclone Radio Network. John Walters will call the action along with Eric Heft from Hilton Coliseum as number one Baylor visits Ames. Baylor defeated Iowa State in their visit to Waco earlier this month. Only a 4.5-point favorite tonight against the Cyclones at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. So tune in tomorrow. Jess settles on the program. We'll do Love It or Leave It, and we'll also have an opportunity for you to take home another pair of tickets to Korn's Winter 2020 Tour, coming to the U.S. Cellular Center along with Breaking Benjamin and Bones UK, February 15th. Buy those tickets at Ticketmaster.com, the Cell Center box office, or tune in tomorrow for your chance to win. We will talk with you on Thursday. Local programming returns at 3 with the Gym Class.